Mark chapter 5 and verses 40 to 42. This is the 11th brief discourse on these two miracles. There'll probably be one more. Mark chapter 5, verses 40 to 42. Now we've travelled with Jairus, we've travelled with him as he spoke to Christ, as he's been accompanied by Christ, coming back home to meet his daughter, to try and cure her. Well, so that Christ can cure her, of course. But the crowd has got in the way, then this woman with the hemorrhage and so on. And then the news has come, the poor child is dead, it's all over. And then the laughing to scorn of these wailers and so on. And at last we come to verses 40 to 42. After Jesus had put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. And they were, at this they were completely astonished. Mark chapter 5, verses 40 to 42. Surely that's an understatement. Astonished. They must have been absolutely, their wits end went before this happened. But when it was over, the relief must have gushed through them. It reminds me of the two sisters with Lazarus in John chapter 11 and so on. Now, this is an illustration of the gospel, my friend. As I've said it repeatedly through these episodes, this is an illustration of what Christ can do and what Christ will do for sinners. No, it's what Christ can do and will do for you, my friend, for you. You see, this is complete deliverance. The select band, the mother and father and the various disciples that Jesus had appointed, how simple. It's how, isn't it wonderful to see the immediacy of this cure? This is the gospel. This is what Christ can do. This is what Christ is willing to do. I can go further. I know from my Bible this is what Christ is willing to do. It's not that he just will do it. He desires to do it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you. It was staggering then, and it's still staggering now. This is the miracle. The greater miracle is not the curing of this child, the healing of that woman and then the raising of this child. No, no. The cure, the great miracle, is regeneration when a sinner is taken dead in trespasses and sins and made to live. And that's what the gospel is. The Spirit of God, born again of the Spirit. John chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. The helpless, ruined, desperate sinner, cured, liberated, saved, delivered, redeemed. What words do you want? My friend, I'm not talking about this in the abstract. I'm talking about this in real cases. Lazarus is raised from the dead. This girl is raised from her bed of death. The woman is cured of the hemorrhage. The withered arm man, stretch it out, and he can stretch it out. The paralytic is raised. The blind is made to see. The deaf made to hear. The dumb made to speak. The dead made to live. Once I was blind. Once I was dead. Once I was deaf. Once I was, but now in Christ. This can be true for you, my friend. Get up, says Christ. And she got up. What do you see here? I see duty faith. What do I mean by that? God's call to the sinner is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your duty? It is to believe. Christ said to the man with the withered arm, stretch it out. He couldn't, but he did. Jesus says to Lazarus, come forth. He couldn't, but he did. Jesus says to this girl, young girl, get up. She couldn't, but she did. Why? Because there is power in the word of Christ. And it's the gospel, it's the command of Christ, and it's the obedience of the sinner. I know what the command of Christ is. I know what the will of God is, the desirous will of God, the revealed will of God. I know what it is. But will you obey the command, my friend? That's the duty. And will I, as a preacher, go on preaching this? Or will I trim my gospel preaching, so-called gospel preaching, to meet the pleasures of the pagan world? No, let's preach this, the need for regeneration, the ruin of sinners, the death of sinners, the blindness of sinners, but the power, the sovereign power and grace of Christ, of the Spirit of the Father. And let the triune God get the glory, and may sinners truly be converted. Not fed in the cafe, not playing the drums in the band, not pulling the puppets and all the rest of it and doing the coffee store, but coming to Christ and being converted to Christ. Do you believe it, my friend? Will you trust the Savior? Do you believe the truth of this miracle? No, no. Will you trust the Savior? That's the great thing. And will you go on preaching the gospel, brother and sister? Will you go on witnessing for this same Jesus Christ? And may we not trim the gospel to suit the modern taste, but may we preach the ruin of man, redemption by the blood of Christ, and regeneration by the Spirit. May God bless this to us. What a wonderful thing. Immediately the girls stood up and walked around. At this they were completely astonished. Lord, descend and make us completely astonished by the conversion of sinners. May we stand amazed at the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. May we see the power of God in action. Amen.